In chapter 4 of Perek Shira, we read the song of the Progios, which is translated as a duck, and the pasuk that is cited is from Yeshayahu, Perek Chaf Vav, chapter 26, verse Dalet, and this is a pasuk that we recite every day at the end of Shachris. Bitchu b'Hashem adayad, have trust in the Almighty forever, ki b'ka Hashem tzur olamim, because the God has created the worlds. So the duck is associated with the quality of bitachon, trust in the Almighty. In what way is that true? First, all of us know that we commonly use two terms in terms of how we relate to God. We talk about emunah, faith, and we talk about bitachon, trust. And what is the difference between emunah and bitachon? And one of the classic differences is emunah refers to what you know in your head. I know in my head that God runs the world. I know in my head that everything depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I have not yet integrated that mental cognitive state into my actual emotions. I still live with anxiety, with fear, with worry, because I haven't internalized into the depths of my being that God loves me and God is taking care of me. Bitachon is the emotional internalization of emunah, and thus bitachon is emunah applied to the personality of your soul. It is where emunah, so to speak, meets the road. And thus bitachon is connected to a feeling of serenity, calmness, a sense that Hashem will take care of me. Not in the naive Pollyannish sense that I'll get everything that I want, but rather no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, it will be good and I will be given the ability to make it good. If that is the definition of bitachon, the serenity and the inner confidence of knowing that God is taking care of you no matter what your external circumstances, how is that connected to the duck? Well, in reality, life often hits us for a surprise. We often expect a certain type of situation, and the situation is different than what we hoped it would be, and we don't really know how to cope. And thus, the quality of versatility, resilience, being able to roll with the punches, being flexible to respond to a new situation, is inherently part of the idea of bitachon. Because if I understand that whatever situation HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts me in is going to be good and I am mechuyev, I'm obligated to make it good, then indeed I am a person that now becomes capable of bitachon. In this sense, it's been pointed out by a number of people, both in the secular and within the Torah world, that ducks, interestingly enough, are an extraordinarily versatile type of bird. Ducks are adapted to three different worlds, earth, water, air. They can walk long distances on their webbed feet, and they can eat vegetation from the ground. They then go swimming, and they stick their heads underwater to get insects or whatever else they might find under the water. And they can also fly long distances. In other words, no matter what their environment, they adapt, they respond. They make it into something positive. If one has that attitude of flexibility, then one is able to rejoice in no matter what types of surprises life puts in their way. Then they are able to be zocha to the most beautiful, sweetest level of bitachon b'Hashem. And thus the very resilience and versatility of the duck is a song of bitachon that we must try to emulate in our own lives. May Hashem give us the koach to do so. Thank you.